The Bible mentions many times the idea of dwelling or abiding in the secret place. This is the podcast that will explore just that. It's The Secret Place with Derek Peters.
Today, we're going to focus on Ephesians 1 and verses 7 to 12. I'd like us to read this passage today from the perspective of heaven, which is where I think Paul was trying to direct our attention. And I want you to pay particular attention to the language being used in this passage, as Paul pivots between the different uses of the word him. At times, him is referring to the Father. At other times, him is referring to the Son. And at other times, it's unclear whether he's referring to the Father or the Son, and perhaps that's the point. There's an overwhelming, clear picture that both the Father and the Son are in perfect union and synchronicity, in the power of the Spirit, bringing all of humanity into a restored divine relationship within their perfect union. Perfect relationship inviting us into perfect relationship. Based on the context of the previous verses, perhaps it could be read a little bit like this. Let's have a look at the scripture. In Jesus, Paul says, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of the Father's grace, which the Father made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which the Father purposed in perfect agreement with the Son and the Spirit, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, the Father might gather together in one all things in Jesus, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in the Father's love. In Jesus also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of the Father, who works all things according to the counsel of the Son and the Spirit, that we who first trusted in Jesus should be to the praise of the Father's glory. As we said in an early episode of this series, before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for us, and it came out of his love for us, and that has never wavered, no matter what humankind has done. God knew the human race would wander off, and he was never going to let that happen. He was going to pursue us, and he had a plan in place before we wandered off to come looking for us, to stand with us, to convince us of his love and intention for good, and to bring us home. And that plan was the Son of God, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, becoming fully incarnate, becoming human, entering into our story, becoming created, the Creator becoming created, walking amongst us and demonstrating for us that this is the union God wants. God and man fused together, and Jesus, the Word, is the letter. He is the written testimony of God's intention of that connection that can never, ever be broken. And Jesus didn't just come for us. He came as us. He came to show us a pattern, not just the Father's intention to us, but what our relationship should be to him. In that unbroken sense of community and connection that Jesus had with his Father, he says to us, you have the same, and I am the evidence that that is possible for you. No wonder Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 that the will of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, was in Jesus reconciling the world to himself. And Psalm 22 gives us a picture of the lengths that Jesus went for us. Jesus, who knew only perfect fellowship with the Father in the Spirit, is facing his greatest test, and blood droplets are coming out of his pores as he wrestles in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before his crucifixion. And why is this wrestle so intense? Of course, we could go and say, well, the physical pain of what he was about to face is staring him in the face, and he's feeling the anxiety of that. Certainly, he knew what crucifixion looked like. It was unfortunately all too common in his time. He would have known what barbaric physical pain and torment lay ahead of him. He would understand that there was an endurance that was going to be required of him, and that would be enough to make anyone feel an intense stress and anxiety the evening before. So I don't want to take away from that, but I actually believe it was far more than this. Jesus was about to take on the full weight of our isolation, our loneliness, our alienation, and our pain. And the type of experience that creates a fracture in the perfect fellowship of relationship that he enjoyed with his Father and the Spirit. In other words, for the first time ever in the history of his relationship with the Father and the Spirit, which was inseparable, loving and self-giving, Jesus was going to experience what it was like for us. He was going to experience the disconnection. Essentially, he was going to feel alone. And so we hear him sitting in the powerful words of Psalm 22. Psalm 22 starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, I am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and you were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Oftentimes, as we read Psalm 22, the beginning couple of sentences, we're inclined to stop there, as if the way we've interpreted is that God the Father has actually abandoned his Son. But the Bible's really clear and says that the Father was in the Son, redeeming the world to himself. And so there's a connection that the Father was having with the Son as they together were accomplishing a plan that they had forged before the foundation of the world. However, Jesus was feeling the alienation. Jesus took on the sin of the world. He stood in our shoes. He understood what it feels like to be isolated and to feel alone. And for the first time, that sense of aloneness gripped his soul. And so now, rather than feeling that abiding presence of the Father that he'd lived in for all of eternity, he was now feeling the aloneness. And so by faith, he was understanding the nature and the goodness of his Father, and he was reminding his own soul that the Father had not left him. Because as we read the rest of Psalm 22, we actually read a lot more of the narrative outplaying itself. It's not a story of forsakenness. It's actually a story of Jesus's faith holding on to the Father, knowing that something is happening. The Father will come through for him and will deliver all the things that he has promised to do. In fact, the plan that they had together is going to be outworked, and his trust was in the nature of his Father. It says in verse 9, but you are he who took me out of the womb. In verse 11, be not far from me. In verse 19, but you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. In verse 27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nation. Verse 30, a posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born that he has done this. There's a triumphant ending to Psalm 22 that plays out a picture that in spite of the sense of aloneness Jesus was feeling, his faith, his connection to the sense of the Father, to the accomplishment of the works that he'd come to do, had not wavered. He was trusting in his Father, and the declaration of Psalm 22 was showing us that there is a kingdom that God was establishing, and he was doing it now, and the obedience of the Son was seeing that kingdom come to place. His decision to fully enter into our sin meant that he had to fully enter into our delusional mindset. He was going to feel the loss of the intensely intimate and constant presence of his Father, the place of approval and affirmation that he had never, ever been without. And instead, taking on the state of sin, he was going to feel alone. It's not that the Father turned away. Don't forget, this was their plan from the beginning. It was that Jesus could no longer sense the intensity and dynamic intimacy that he'd always known with the Father. The cross meant that Jesus would be trusting the nature of his Father by faith. Something he'd always known for eternity prior by experience was now something he was taking by faith. And that's our journey, isn't it? There's many times when we don't feel that God is with us. But we know the nature of God, and we can look to the story of Jesus. We can even look to Psalm 22 and see how Jesus stood in our shoes in his moment of aloneness and reminded his heart that the Father had not left him, that he was with him, that together they were going to accomplish something that was far greater than the pain, the temporal sense of aloneness that he was currently feeling. And as he did it as us, for us, to prove to us the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of his love towards us. No wonder the hymn writer proclaimed, "How wonderful, how marvelous, and my song shall ever be. How wonderful, how marvelous is my Savior's love for me." He gets us. And we can take confidence in that. Come on, let's pray together today and thank him. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the incredible lengths that your love went to find us, to locate us, and to redeem us. God, we take joy from that. We take encouragement from that. God, we're so grateful for the sacrifice of what you've done, but more so, we are grateful for the victory and the life that you offer us. God, help us today be reminded of how great your love is to us. Lord, how great the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height is. We can't find the limitation of it. God, we are encouraged by that today, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Secret Place is a production of 96.5 Brisbane. This podcast is hosted by Derek Peters, produced by Justin Roulon, and edited by Joe Murray. Find more 96.5 productions wherever you get your podcasts or at 96five.com. To find additional content related to this and other podcasts by Derek Peters, go to thesecretplace.com.au.